I'm Rona Tarrant. Charlottesville, Virginia remained mostly peaceful this weekend, a year after deadly violence at a white nationalist rally. Several hundred people gathered to honour the victims of last year's clashes with white nationalists and denounced racial bigotry on Sunday, but the demonstration still resulted in a few tense moments and four arrests. About 20 far-right supporters attended a demonstration near the White House in Washington, but were far outnumbered by counter-protesters. There was also a heavy police presence and the rally finished ahead of schedule. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights has said an explosion in a residential building thought to be storing weapons and ammunition in Syria's rebel-held Idlib killed at least 39 people, including 12 children, on Sunday. The explosion happened in the town of Sarmada, which is near the Turkish border. The Syrian White Helmet said the cause of the blast, which brought down the whole multi-story building block, was unknown. The Archbishop of Boston has said he's asked the rector of St. John's Seminary to go on sabbatical leave amid an investigation into allegations made on social media about activities at the seminary that contradict standards required for priestly formation. The allegations include seminarians involved in heavy drinking and sexual activity. In a statement, Cardinal Sean O'Malley said that Monsignor James Moroney will go on sabbatical to ensure a fully independent inquiry takes place. Catholic bishops in Florida have urged Governor Rick Scott to commute the death sentence of a man to life without parole. Jose Antonio Jimenez is scheduled to be executed tomorrow for the 1992 murder of Phyllis Minas. It comes after two Catholic bishops in Tennessee condemned last week's execution of Billy J. Eric, saying it was unnecessary and served no useful purpose. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.